So what do you wish your 20-year-old self knew, though? If you go back, what do you wish your 20-year-old self knew?
Actually, that's a really good question. And I think when you're a professional, you know, engineer or whatever, you think that development is about professional development. You're learning new techniques, going on all these professional training programs or different kinds of things. But in fact, what I didn't know until really quite recently is that in order to really advance in this world, you need to grow as a person, not as a professional. So I would be telling my 20-year-old self to pay attention to personal development as much as professional development. Because at the end of the day, I like to think of this. If there's 10 of you there and there's going to be one of you left, shall we say, the last one standing, who's that going to be? I think you'll find it's probably going to be, what shall I say, the most rounded, the wisest, whatever word you want to use, person. And I didn't, all those people who get to a point in their career where they resent, you know, so-and-so got promoted over me, or I don't know where I'm going to go from here because I don't want to be one of those kinds of bosses. You know, those kinds of thoughts. Mm-hmm. What you're really talking to, you're talking to yourself and saying, what have I not become, perhaps, that I need to become in order to be something different? Not necessarily the boss, but, you know, something different.
I think that's actually pretty brilliant. That's very good advice that I wish I had at 20. So that's excellent.